We are here tonight to remember our dear Rosh Hashiva, Rav Yisrael Noyach, ben Rav Yitzchok Matisyahu, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, who gave his life for Am Yisrael to build up this yeshiva for every individual Jew. And we feel inadequate to remember such a great person who gave so much. But our tafkid tonight is to gain from the experience. V'achayitein alibo. And by doing that, Be'ezus Hashem, we will be able to be Ma'ale, the neshama of the Rosh Hashiva. This is the greatest ilui neshama that we can bring about, remembering and committing ourselves again at this point after a year to living with the values, the priorities of the Rosh Hashiva. Our privilege and honor is to call upon Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz to speak. Rav Berkowitz gave many years to Eish HaTorah and was anything that I could say would be an understatement, an integral part of this yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, since he left, he's been the Rosh Kolel of a great Kolel, the Jerusalem Kolel, and the Nasi of a Reshet of Kolelim that's called Lina Satzedek, dedicated to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. These are, of course, values, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, learning Torah, that were very, very important to the Rosh Hashiva. So therefore, let's call on Rav Berkowitz.
It's been a year without the Rosh Hashiva, Zichrono Livracha. A year without Reb Noach questioning our Yiras Shamayim. A year without the man who unconditionally loved every Jew, Ba'asher Husham, and had no tolerance for our weaknesses. A year without that warm smile and that refusal to accept our pettiness. A year that I guess we could have had the opportunity to pat ourselves on the back here and there for doing something without being reminded that it's a drop in the bucket, without being told that we should stop behaving like jobbers. Perhaps we could have given ourselves a pat on the back, but we couldn't have. Because for all of us who had the schus of being touched by the Rosh Hashiva, we've lived the better life. We've tasted Mesiras Nefesh. We've seen what it means to fight the world. Kirov has not been in the consensus for all that long. We remember when the Reform blacklisted, the conservative hated, and Lahavdil, the Orthodox, scorned. We remembered how great it felt. We remember how great it felt to live knowing that we're right when the world didn't agree. The beauty of Mesiras Nefesh, of honesty, of integrity, of making demands on ourselves. We tasted that, and for all of us, life will never be the same. We won't be able to pretend we're all right. We won't be able to pretend we're doing something meaningful. We'll never allow ourselves to be complacent. Tzadikim b'misoson nikroim chayim. Yaakov Avinu lomeis. The Rosh Yeshiva. His demands. His emes. They'll continue to haunt us. They'll continue to demand from us. We'll just never be satisfied with anything less. People on the outside just don't understand. They think Reb Noach was the salesman of Judaism. He found a way to package Torah in a way that you can sell it to anybody. You know why he was able to package it that way? Because he learned every chazal lemaisa. Because every chazal spoke to us today. Coming from the West. With our culture. Our sophistication. Our idiosyncrasies. He learned every chazal that way. And every chazal was machayev. Rabbi Yaakov Zichron Levracha, remember once remarked, people think he's another Makariv. Most Makarivim are Askanim. Religious go-getters, people that like action, like to be in the middle of things. Rav Noach's Kiruv was reading the Dvar Hashem, knowing what the obligation was. It's not a matter of what you enjoy. It's not a matter of what you're good at. It's not a matter of your talents. It's a matter of what Hashem put you here in this generation for. They'll never understand. But we were fortunate. Rav Gil, you spoke of my giving to Eish. I had the schus of being here. All you ever did here was take. It was a schus. For those of you that are relative newcomers, you'll hear the echoes. Perhaps you saw, yeah, some of you still saw the heart of the revolutionary in his 20s, in the body of an aging, tormented, suffering human being. Reb Noach showed us the good life. For all of us who saw it, we have to remind ourselves. We have to get together regularly and just remind ourselves. The world doesn't know. Not so many frum people know that to daven means to talk to your Creator. That to learn means to find out what Hashem says is the best thing for you. That every chazal speaks to us all the time. That we have an obligation to learn it all and know it all. That we can't leave that responsibility to others. We alone are responsible for knowing it all. And above all, there's nothing like Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh is life-giving. Comfort is dull, it's empty. It's not worth being here for. The electricity of living for the Ratzon Hashem, living for Kvod Shamayim. There's nothing like it. Nothing comes close. Everything else is hevel v'shov nisse in the words of Mesilas Yesharim. Financial security. A guaranteed future. Around Reb Noach, those were profanities. Silly human beings. We're sitting on a gold mine. Why are we looking for stupidity? Kvod Shamayim. It gives life. Growth. Making demands on yourself. There's nothing like it. We tasted it. We saw someone who lived it. We saw someone who didn't believe in limitations and had none. We'll never be satisfied with anything the world has to offer other than absolute greatness. And for anyone that hasn't tasted it yet, take our word for it. It's there. It's better than anything you can imagine. You're afraid to let go. You need the comfort and security. You're depriving only yourselves of the energy, the beauty, the life of Mesiras Nefesh for Kvod Shamayim. There's just nothing like it. And comfort doesn't just mean a hammock. Comfort means everything you're familiar with. Comfort could mean a base medrash. Comfort could mean living in Yerushalayim. Comfort means not having to be afraid and do something that wasn't done before. Comfort means not having to be a yachid, not having to be an individual. And our need for all of this just holds us back. It prevents us from being happy people, from feeling at peace with ourselves, knowing that we're living truth. And one more thing. You know, Reb Noach lived a good part of his life way out of the consensus. Klal Yisrael woke up to him only in the later days. When you're out there alone and you don't live by the rules, you need a lot of integrity. When you stop taking the critic seriously, you got to be self-critical. You got to do cheshbon ha-nefesh all the time. And always he's self-critical. He was more ruthless with himself than with us. He spoke of himself as being a failure. He didn't bring the gula. The majority of Jews still say they don't know there's a creator. Tzadikim b'misosan kruim chayim. Reb Noach's alive in us. He can still do it. And he's got to. And we have to make it happen. And it's up to us. Because still, there are too few that know the secret. We need integrity. We have to make demands on ourselves. But we got to let go. Because there's nothing to live for other than Kvod Shamayim. And it's going to happen one day. And it's going to be to his credit. Because everyone else laughed. It's going to be to his credit. Because this nonconformist brought Kirov into the consensus. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, the Gula is going to come. And nobody's going to forget Reb Noach's role in it. The neshama needs an aliyah. I don't know what that means. Reb Noach doesn't need our help. We need his. And above all, we've got to remember his demands. And we've got to live up to them. And we got to make his dream a reality. B'mheirah v'yameinu.